The 100 Minute Bible, Episode 31, Nature Miracles. Jesus' miracles were not confined to delivering people from sickness and death. Early in his ministry, he, his mother, and his disciples were guests at a wedding in Cana in Galilee, when the supply of wine ran low. Jesus told the house servants to fill some large jars, usually used for ritual washing, with water. When the water was poured out, it had turned into wine. The president of the feast commented that the wine was of better quality than that which had previously been served. One day, when Simon Peter and his friends had spent a fruitless night fishing, Jesus told them to try again. This time they hauled in such a catch that their nets broke and their boats began to sink. Amazed, Peter fell at Jesus' feet and exclaimed, "Leave me, Lord, for I am a sinner." Jesus replied, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." After Jesus had spent a day teaching, he and his disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee when a storm arose. Jesus was asleep in the stern of the boat, but in fear of death his disciples aroused him. He rebuked them for their lack of faith, and calmed the wind and the waves with the words, "Peace, be still." In awe, the disciples commented, "Who can this man be? Even the wind and the sea obey him." On one occasion, a great crowd gathered to hear him in a desert place. As evening drew on, his disciples suggested the people should go away and buy food. Jesus said, "You give them something to eat." The disciples replied that they had no more than 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Nevertheless, Jesus commanded the crowd to sit down in groups, bless the food, and divided it. Not only was there sufficient for the 5,000 who were there, but 12 baskets of fragments were collected afterwards. After this miracle, he sent his disciples ahead of him by boat across Lake Galilee, while he remained behind to pray. As the boat struggled against the wind in the darkness of the night, the disciples saw Jesus walking past them on the water. Thinking it was a ghost, they were terrified and cried out. He reassured them, and as he joined them in the boat, the wind died away. This was taken from the Gospels of John, Luke, and Mark.